Hello there. Happy Wednesday. I was meant to have shared this on Sunday, but God knows best why it's coming out today. Once or twice I've thought perhaps it wasn't meant to be, but today it was very clear that no, this was a message that I needed to put out there, perhaps just for you who's listening. Thank you for clicking play. I pray that you hear a word or you have an aha moment or you are encouraged in some way, or perhaps maybe you just smile. You know, when I started writing down my notes for this Soul Talks on Sunday, I just had so much joy on the inside of me, and it is still the same today, 3 days later. It's not a woohoo kind of joy, you know, but it's just a joy. I think it comes from a knowing, you know, that I'm okay, that me and mine, we're okay. And if you know the things I'm dealing with, the things I have on my plate right now, there really is no reason. I mean, not that there's no reason. I should always have joy because it's... Anyway, you know what I mean. There's so much going on. Family situations, health situations. There are big decisions to be made. You know, there are things that I'm trusting God for Shirley's foundation, for the shelter. There's a lot. And it's the beginning of the year. So, in the flesh, if I wasn't joy-filled and if I wasn't happy the way I am, if I wasn't, I'm just, my head, my heart are in a good space. Nobody would blame me if I told you what I was looking at. Nobody would blame, they would be like, oh, sorry, you know, almost understandable that you feel the way you feel. But I don't feel that way. I feel alive, grateful. You know, like I said, I have so much expectancy, you know. I'm joy-filled. I'm hopeful. Yet right in this very moment, I am content. And if you may ask, what's the difference between expectancy and expectation? I heard it explained in the simplest of ways. When you have an expectation, you are hoping that God is going to give you something and it must come through this door. Expectancy is just knowing that God is going to come through from you anyhow, whether through the window or through the roof or anyhow he wants. That's the way I understand expectancy to be. So I have an expectancy. And I was thinking, you know, why? And it all is summed up in just this word, Jesus. You know, I was thinking of a title for this, and jokingly I said to myself, it's almost as if I am high. But I was wondering, how would that look as a title for a Soul Talks? And I was saying, well, I hope if I use that, I'm not sure I'm going to use that people who know me will know that I cannot be high on chemical. On anything cheap and cheerful. I feel like I'm high, guys. I feel like I am high off the crossover service of the Covenant Nation and everything that I got from there. Then coming out of that and stepping straight into Wolfpack, guys. If you haven't started re-listening or re-watching to the Wolfpack messages, please do. There's a playlist on YouTube.
since it ended, I've been listening front to back. Since the fast started, you know, I've been listening from back to front. And since last night, I've been camped on Apostle Selman and Apostle Aaron's messages. Oh my word. You know, and then on top of that, at the Shirley Serenity Place, some of you know the testimony that we stepped into at the beginning of the year. And then I had the honor of being on a Praying Moms retreat call, ministered, you know, over by Pastor Emmanuel Dania. There's just so much that God has blessed me with at the beginning of the year, you know. Even something as what one may term to be simply stumbling on Mike Abdul's song, Baba Eshe. The lyrics of the song were literally things that I could say. But you know what? I think above all, and my prayer is that this would be same for you no matter what. What I am high off of is really just this knowing that I'm loved because of the way that God has continued to demonstrate his detailed care over me and mine. God really loves you. And I can declare that I am God's chosen salt and I'm his favorite. And I can believe that in my heart as much as I want. And that's okay. But the truth of the matter is that you also are chosen by God. You also are his favorite. I want to share with you in summary a testimony that happened to us at the Shirley's Foundation recently that helped me to understand again how detailed God is and how sometimes he wants you to know so that next time you won't worry. We have adopted a gentleman who wants to go back to school. His passion is IT. And we had called for funds. And so separate from the funds the foundation has for other things it does, we had earmarked an amount that we were going to contribute towards the initial deposit that needed to be made for him to get a slot. And people had kind of helped as well. But there was a day, I can't remember what day of the week it was, when I heard God telling me very clearly, you need to pay the fees so that this guy doesn't lose the slot. And so that we can take advantage of the discount because we need to pay by a certain date so that the 6 million fees would be 4.9 for us. And when he said to pay, I was like, Lord, I don't want to take money from other parts for this. This is the money we... He said, don't worry, make it up. Make it up. And I just obeyed it. I woke up in the middle of the night to do that thing. I made that payment at least a few minutes to midnight because I just have said, like I said last year, and I'll say this year and all the years that God gives me, that obedience is my thing. And he's teaching me, and with every time it gets better and better because I see what he does in response to my obedience. And so I paid, and then I let the gentleman know. He was so happy because this, you know, what I didn't say was this thing, it was beyond fees and empowerment. What I felt God telling me was this is about the salvation of the soul of this gentleman and his family. It's not that they're not Christian there, but you know when God wants to pull a man and his family even closer into him. So for me, that was the main purpose. This school, this whatever, was just a means to his own end. And that was why it was important that we did that. Anyway, do you know what happened the very next day? A lady who had been a partner with us last year, she sent us a donation. And basically doubled what I had now had to contribute to make up the total amount. She doubled it. And you know what happened? Very unlike her. Normally, she would just put her donation and she would just go. This time, she was explaining to me that. She took the time to explain that, look, she had planned to do this payment from next month, February, another month, and another month, three payments over 2024. But she was studying and she heard God tell her that, no, you need to do it now. Oh, my word. People of God, dear one listening to me right now, God said to her, no, it's not February. You're going to do it now. And you're going to do this amount, which is even more than her normal amount that she normally does. And but that amount was to give me back the money that I had taken from somewhere else to make up the funds and give me like a on top, a jara. And because she was saying to herself that she was wondering why she was giving me all this explanation, because she doesn't normally do. And I said to her, no, God wanted you to tell me so that I will know that while he was giving me the other instruction the night before, he had already pre-provided the refund. Let us put it as a refund back into the foundation account. This is how God deals with us when we respond to him in obedience, when we're doing for him, especially when we're doing for him, when we're touching lives for him. And the life that he wants you to touch the most and the first is your own life. So I hope in some way this encourages you to seek him out in whatever area he wants you to be obedient in your life, because you can't give out of an empty cup. I was close to tears. I think probably I even shed a tear or two because I was shook, because it was so immediate. This was one night into the next day. Guys, you know, when all is said and done, we are all looking for a lot of things. We all want a lot of things. And as I learned recently at Wolfpack, thank God for Pastor Apostle Joshua Selman. Our faith, that's why we have faith, to touch the things that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, that God has in store for us. Those are the things. Those things cover everything we're looking for. Financial provision, deliverance, health, you know, husbands and wives, and you know, education, children, you know, spiritual, you know, upliftment. All of these things are fantastic, and God wants us to touch them because they are part of his blessings. But another part of faith is used to get something equally, or probably for me, maybe even more important, which is a good report. He explained, if you go listen to that message, that there are some of the elders of the ancient days that also were counted among those who had faith. They didn't touch the things. They didn't get to see the blessings or the promises, but they had a good report. And you know how me and you can have a good report? I think it's simple. I think it's if we have the mindset that no matter what God is giving us or not giving us, no matter what journey we're on, you know, we're either going into a journey or coming out of one, it's a cycle. Wherever we are on the path in this our life, let all of it, let God use it to form Christ on the inside of us, to make us like him, to transform him, to transform us into him. I think of all the things that God has chosen us to be, that is the number one, to be like Christ. And that is what I'm holding on to as my number one priority in this life. And I close with that. I hope somebody has been touched, encouraged, or just, you know, got you to think. It's still January. We are still in the month where we can, you know, brainstorm and, you know, figure out how we want to do this year. Fantastic. Ah, fantastic time to sit with God and let Him show you what He has in store for you in 2024. And trust Him that all of it will be working together to make you like Christ. And that, my people, is the best kind of hammering. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Stay lifted and hold fast to your testimony and hold fast to your saltiness. This testimony I shared here, it is available to us all. It's available to us all. See you on the other side. Ciao.